By means of the alleged punitive action, they were now able to cover up and falsify the actual reason and purpose of their venture. And because of the disappearance of the original scrolls, any proof is missing that the New Testament of the Bible is an outrageous lie whereby mankind is condemned. Dear friend, unfortunately these are the latest bare facts, and I do hope that you and your family will not meet with the same fate as I. After all, you do have 36 chapters of the Talmud manual, and they do represent an immense danger to Christianity, the Jewish faith, Islam and other religions. Therefore be very cautious and see to it that those few existing teachings of Emmanuel will not get lost. They are really too valuable. I for my part do withdraw from the whole matter because I cannot endanger my family even more. Therefore keep my name and everything else a secret on the occasion of publication. I entreat you to do so. I know that I can always rely on you and thank you for it. You will hear further news from me on the occasion, and I am sending you my best regards, also from my family. Isa Rashid, Editor's Note, one of the Israeli air raids against Lebanese refugee camps on June 18th to 20th, 1974, as reported in many newspapers, is believed to have been the bombardment that engulfed Isa Rashid. Editor. Acknowledgements. For the materialization of this small book, I wish to express my sincere gratitude to the spiritual forms Petal and Era Atithrasata. In addition, my gratitude is also extended to my lifelong teachers and friends Faith, Askit, Semjays, Ketsalanta, etc., who took an interest in me in a loving way and taught me great knowledge, in order to prepare me for my important and difficult task. May my gratitude reach them across immeasurable distances, thus enabling me to maintain a lasting memory. This book is being dedicated without distinction to all human beings in the whole universe. May it be a form of spiritual values to all of them and expedite the progress of evolution, the truly lawful love emanating from creation, harmony and truth, and to the attainment of true knowledge, wisdom and peace. I also express my thanks to the discoverer of the tomb where Emmanuel had lain, and to the translator of the text that I found, as well as to my dear wife Caliab and my children Gilgamesh, Atlantis, Secrets, and Methuselam, through whose companionship and love I was able to fulfill my difficult task and continue to fulfill in the future. Edward Albert Meyer. We are in deepest gratitude to James Dierdorf for his detailed investigation of the genuineness of the 1978 and 2001 German versions of the Talmud of Emmanuel, which has enabled the clear and consistent translation that you see before you. Additionally, we thank Edward Meyer for his early encouragement of our efforts and his faith in our abilities. We thank our most able attorney, whose careful preparation and analysis of the legal issues have given us the courage to publish this controversial document. Finally, we wish to express our gratitude to all those persons who, through their faith in us and patience with us, have made this work possible. Wildflower Press. Portrait. The opposite portrait is of Emmanuel, known to most people as Jesus Christ. It was prepared by a woman designer from the Rhine Valley, Switzerland in December 1976, after an original pen drawing by Semjays, the pilot of a beam ship, whose home planet, Era in the Pleiades, is about 500 light-years from our solar system. The spelling of Emmanuel with a J is no mistake, for according to the Pleiadians, this name is traced back to their forefathers, who spelled the name Emmanuel in written language with a J. The portrait of Emmanuel on page X was drawn by Semjays on December 31, 1975, from old pictures dating back to the time when Emmanuel was active in Palestine. These old pictures of Emmanuel, in the Pleiadians' possession, show characteristics that differ significantly from commonly accepted images of Jesus. Comparisons of these portraits to the Shroud of Turin, preserved at the Vatican, reveal clearly that the pictures reproduced here are not identical to the features in the picture on the shroud, which allegedly shows the image of Emmanuel during the time after the crucifixion. Table of Contents. Acknowledgements. Foreword. Chapter 1. The Genealogy of Emmanuel. The Birth of Emmanuel. Chapter 2. The Wise Men from the Orient. Chapter 3. John the Baptist. Chapter 4. Emmanuel's Arcanum. Chapter 5. The Sermon on the Mount. Chapter 6. Alms, Pasting, Treasures, Concerns. Chapter 7. The Spirit of Judgment. Response to Prayer. The Will of the Spirit. The Centurion at Capernaum. Emmanuel in the House of Peter. On the Seriousness of Discipleship. The Healing of Two Possessed Persons. Chapter 9. Healing of the Paralytic. Matthew. Pasting. The Daughter of Jairus. The Woman with Hemophilia. A Blind Man and Two Mutes. The Great Harvest. Chapter 10. Commissioning of the Disciples. Chapter 11. The Baptist's Question Testimony about the Baptist. In Praise of the Spirit and the Knowledge. Chapter 25. The Prophecy. Chapter 26. Laws and Commandments. The False Teachings of Saul. Suicide. Chapter 27. The Disciples' Agitation. In Bethany. The Last Supper. Chapter 28. In Gethsemane. The Capture. Emmanuel before the High Council. The Denial by Peter. Chapter 29. The Suicide of Judas Iscariot. Before Pilate. The Conviction of Emmanuel. Chapter 30. Defamation of Emmanuel. Prophetic Declaration. The Crucifixion. Entombment. Chapter 31. Emmanuel's Flight from the Tomb. Emmanuel's Meetings with His Disciples. Chapter 32. Emmanuel's Farewell. Chapter 33. Emmanuel in Damascus. Chapter 34. Teaching about Creation. Chapter 35. Cults around Emmanuel. Chapter 36. Humankind and Creation. Epilogue and Explanation. Letter from Isa Rashid.